Did you know that over 60,000 new tracks are uploaded to Spotify every single day? That's a new track every 1.4 seconds, and that's just on one platform. With so much music now available, it's more important than ever to stand out from the crowd. So it's not surprising that more artists are starting to use less conventional sonic textures in their music, like field recordings. Perhaps you've always wanted to infuse the sounds of nature or your favourite city into your own tracks, but not having the right gear or knowledge might have held you back. Well, if that's the case, you're going to love the brand new guide I just created teaching you how to start field recording with just a smartphone, and it's all yours for free at femalediymusician.com/learnwithisabel. Yep, you really do just need a humble smartphone and some minimal extra gear that doesn't have to break the bank to get started with field recording. And I've laid it all out in this handy 5-point checklist. So download it for free at femalediymusician.com/learnwithisabel and elevate your music to the next level. Well, hello, Knob Twiddlers, and it is my absolute pleasure to be introducing you to another season of Girls Twiddling Knobs, season 5, no less. Isn't that a little bit wild that we're on season 5? And I have to say, it's one of my favourite seasons yet. Honestly, we have some incredible guests and some really great solo deep dives coming your way over the next few weeks. And so I wanted to just give you a little teaser of what's to come, because I think you're going to love every single episode. First, though, I should remind you to subscribe to the podcast. Go on, hit that little plus button, or maybe it looks a little different where you're listening, but make sure you're subscribed so each fresh new episode immediately appears in your podcast app as soon as it goes live. And we'd also be hugely grateful if you'd consider rating and reviewing the podcast wherever you're listening to help us grow the podcast and encourage more women and girls to pop it in their ears. And if you know a friend who you think would benefit from listening to the podcast as well, send them the link. We run this podcast completely independently and we have no sponsorship, although we're always open to offers, hint, hint. But it means we really rely on our dedicated listenership showing up and showing us some love by rating, reviewing and sharing this amazing free resource. But let me give you a rundown of what's in store for you this season. So kicking things off on August 17th is a very special guest whose career spans over 3 decades and multiple countries, and who in 2022 was awarded a DJ Mag's Lifetime Achievement Award. I'll be joined by DJ Paulette, and this is a fascinating insight into not only her professional career, and trust me, she has done some incredibly inspiring things in her time so far on this planet, but also the emotional ups and downs along the way. Because Paulette shares what it was like starting to DJ in Manchester's underground clubs as a black woman when tensions ran high with the police, as well as why she eventually decided to walk away from DJing at the peak of her career. As you'll probably have come to expect from Girls Twiddling Knobs, it's a candid, intimate and hugely fascinating conversation with one of the most important women in UK DJ history. Next up, it's one of my solo deep dives. And now I love making these episodes because it means we really get to dig into a particular topic together, dear listener. And in this episode, dropping on August the 24th, I'm sharing a new technique I've been experimenting with called the assignment method. And I started using this method because I've been working on quite a meaty new performance piece with my alter ego, Sally, and I've needed to make new music after quite a while of not making much music at all around an already busy schedule. And this particular challenge was also coupled with a lot of anxiety and self-doubt that was coming up around making music again and really feeling almost creatively paralyzed with perfectionism. So if you've been struggling to make time for your music, or perfectionism or actually procrastination have been seriously sabotaging not only your progress, but your enjoyment making music, this episode is for you. The next episode is with another amazing guest, Brighton-based engineer Phoebe Bentham. And as well as learning about her career to date and her nerdy audio interests, she'll also be sharing her best tips for making the most of your time in the studio. So this is an excellent episode if you're keen to make sure you don't waste time faffing around when you're on the studio clock, but also if you just want to feel more in control of the recording experience in general. Because as well as Phoebe sharing some really practical advice about planning and time blocking, she's also going to be sharing her tips on how to work best with an engineer to make the time you spend in the studio feel great too. Plus, Phoebe also shares some great advice for any trans musicians wanting to work in recording studios or just audio in general. Our next episode will be with Professor of Sound Arts at UCL Research Centre Chris App, or Creative Research into Sound Arts Practices, Kathy Lane. Now, Kathy has been creating work for the last 3 decades, and her practice encompasses voice, oral history, field recording, electroacoustic composition, and more. And Kathy has a wealth of experience as a woman in these fields. So if you're keen to enter into sound, audio, and more, this is a wonderful chance to learn from a true pro, including her process of composing for 8-channel setups, how it feels when she's out recording in the field, and more. I've actually followed Kathy's practice and research for at least the last 15 years and regularly cited her work in both my MA and my PhD thesis because she is just so important when it comes to sound, voice and field recording composition. So I cannot wait to share this one with you on September the 7th. The following week, on September the 14th, I'll be bringing you another solo episode, and this time we'll be getting a little bit more thinky because I'll be laying the case for an emphasis on community rather than confidence when it comes to women learning music tech. I'm definitely not the only person to have made this argument, and inside the episode, I will be introducing you to the people in music tech education who have outlined their perspective on the matter, and I'll also be drawing from my very vast experience now of teaching women to record, produce, and mix their music inside my own signature program, Home Recording Academy. And this episode will be of interest to women, musicians, and educators alike, and probably flip the script on what we've usually been led to believe makes for better learning outcomes for women in music tech learning spaces. Following this, on September the 21st, I'm joined by not one, but 2 amazing guests who are sharing their combined wisdom on music mastering, a topic I know lots of musicians can find a little confusing or at least mysterious. I'll be joined by mastering engineers Katie Davini and Izzy McPhee, who both operate out of the mastering company Katie founded, Weird Jungle. In fact, Katie is perhaps one of the most prominent mastering engineers in the UK and has mastered tracks for Block Party, We Are Scientists, Arlo Parks and Ash, to name a few. Izzy met Katie through a mentoring programme run by the amazing Saffron Records in Bristol. At first, Izzy wasn't sure exactly what area of music and audio she wanted to go into, but after getting to know Katie and the work she does, mastering became top of her list. So this episode is well worth tuning in for Katie and Izzy's breakdown of the mastering process in general, but also their experience of the mentoring process and how it's benefited both of them in equal measure. Our next episode, dropping September the 28th, is also with a guest, but this time they're from outside music technology. I'll be joined by Meg Fozzard, a digital content producer who's sharing her truly inspiring story of becoming disabled right at the start of her career. And I wanted to get Meg onto the podcast to talk about this with you because she's a real advocate for better representation and access for disabled people in the creative industries. And so this episode specifically focuses on how to navigate a creative career as a freelancer with a disability. We cover everything from Meg's super practical tips on stating your needs, managing your energy levels and working in a team, but we also get into some more personal aspects of this topic and explore the difficult emotions that can come with being a disabled freelancer in the creative industries and how it feels when your life changes as a result of becoming disabled too. The following week, on October the 5th, we're jumping into a much more techie conversation because I'll be doing a solo deep dive on how to choose the right DAW for you. I wanted to do a whole episode on this topic because it's a question I get asked all the time, like all the time. So I knew a podcast episode was needed. And by the way, if you're thinking, what the hell is a DAW? We're talking about a digital audio workstation, which is a slightly outdated term for basically your recording software. So we're talking programs like GarageBand, Pro Tools, Logic, Ableton, Reason, Reaper, Cubase, Cakewalk, and more. And I get why choosing one from this now very extensive list of software might feel totally overwhelming, because there is just so much choice these days, and they all do very similar things, but with very slight differences. It's also true that some of them do all the usual stuff the other ones do, but with some quite big differences when it comes to specific features too. So that's why inside this episode, I'll be really breaking down the different options out there and how to choose the right one for you, depending on the type of music you make and the way you like to work. The next episode in the schedule is kind of working on a similar theme in that we're talking about DAWs, but I'll be joined by guest Josephine Zwan to imagine what a DAW could be. In fact, Josephine has done some fascinating research into how DAWs are designed from an almost entirely Western perspective when it comes to both technology and musicality, and specifically how this might affect the idea of the loop in beat-driven music. Josephine has questioned how a DAW might function if it were designed using African time philosophy, where the linear A to B timeline and rigid singular time signature might be replaced by something more evolving and complex. Josephine also shares how growing up around her musician dad recording in a home studio forged an interest in music technology and production, and how this has blossomed into her artist project Suzuki Swift and co-founding Rosetta, which is a Netherlands-based platform for women and gender non-conforming music producers. And that then leads us to the season finale. Yes, there's just 10 episodes this season, and I kind of like that. I mean, what a strong season, right? And the season finale does not disappoint, because I'm joined by Nyx to document their body-led collaborative approach to music technology on location at Hidden Notes Festival. And as I record this season teaser, I really don't know exactly what form this one will take, because I'm still weeks out from where the festival will be taking place. But I'm imagining me squeezing myself into the middle of Nyx with my binaural mics on, hopefully capturing their process and interactions somewhere in Stroud. But if you're not already familiar with Nyx, they're a collaborative drone choir and otherworldly electronic chorus that embody live electronics and extended vocal techniques. I first saw them live this year when they performed their collaborative work Deep England with former Girls Twiddling Knobs podcast guest Gazelle Twin as part of the Barbican's Wicker Man celebrations in June. And it was honestly one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. Not least because there was such a visceral energy on stage, something that can be really hard to achieve when you're also performing with live electronics, like they all were. I've been super interested in their approach to collaboration and performance for a few years now, as well as the way they build somatic practices into their work together, including how they approach music technology. So I was delighted to get the chance to really document this 3D for you here on the podcast. And yeah, that will be our season finale and the end of another season of Girls Twiddling Knobs. But right now, it's all in front of you, dear listener. All these amazing episodes will be dropping over the next few weeks, and I cannot wait to share them with you. But for now, like I said at the top of this teaser episode, please make sure you've subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss any of this season. I think we can agree it's going to be pretty epic. And I'd be hugely grateful if you consider rating and reviewing the podcast wherever you're listening to help us grow the pod and encourage more women and girls to pop it in their ears. And if you know a friend who you think would benefit from listening to the podcast as well, send them the link. Like I said before, we run this podcast completely independently and we have no sponsorship, but it means we really rely on our dedicated listenership showing us some love by rating, reviewing, and sharing this amazing free resource to keep it going and growing too. Finally, I have to say a massive big thank you to Jade Bailey, who edits and co-produces the podcast with me and who's been working closely with me to get each episode ready for your ears. Girls Twiddling Knobs wouldn't happen without you, Jade. I'll catch you on August the 17th when DJ Paulette will be helping me kick off season 5 with you, dear listener. I'll catch you there. So, how do you like that episode, dear listener? If you loved it, and you know someone else who would love it too, be a good friend and share it with them. Go on, spread the Girls Twiddling Knobs love.